Let's go now to our studio in Leicester and talk to Ismail Patel, who is chairman of the Friends of Al-Aqsa, a pro-Palestinian pressure group. Thank you for joining us. I mean, there has been this other claim of responsibility from a previously unknown group, but Israel continuing to blame Hamas and targeting its response against Hamas.
Well, let me start beginning by condemning the tragic death of the three people. But we should also remember that during the same period, Israel has killed six Palestinians. And just this morning, an 18-year-old boy, Yusuf, has been murdered by the Israelis. And this relentless force against the Palestinian community has to also be condemned. And we, the international community, should rise up against taking sides on this. This cycle of violence must stop, and we must bring the two sides to the negotiation table. The fact that Israel has blamed Hamas is unsubstantiated, there is no evidence, and they're using that as a pretext to continue their relentless attack and collective punishment of the people in Gaza.
There have been rocket strikes into Israeli territory out of Gaza.
No doubt there has been, and this is a reaction again. This is the cycle of violence that I've mentioned earlier that is continuing, and we have to ensure that we do not take sides. As I mentioned, the Israeli relentless oppression of the Palestinian people has been continuing for many years now, for nearly a decade upon the people of Gaza, and the Palestinians are suffering this relentless violence not only on a weekly basis or daily basis, but they're living it on every minute through sieges, through curfews, through house demolitions, through collective punishments, and we have to stop this.
The Israeli authorities say this was a bungled kidnap attempt, and of course Hamas has form on taking Israelis hostage as a bartering chip in negotiations. If Hamas is behind this, Israel has been provoked, hasn't it?
Hamas has never taken responsibility for the kidnapping of these three children. And Hamas has, in the previous, when they have kidnapped one Israeli, Gilad Shalit, they took responsibility for that. And therefore, we are here hearing the Israeli version of the fact that Hamas should take responsibility when Hamas is categorically refused. We should also take into account the fact that the kidnapping took place in West Bank, and Israel is now attacking Gaza, and people of Gaza, those of us who know, are not capable of entering the West Bank at all. They're separated through a geographical barrier.
I hear that you're calling for restraint on both sides. What are your concerns about how much this could escalate and what the consequences could be?
Of course, what would happen is the cycle of violence could be perpetuated and it would carry on and will give further pretext for Israel for its relentless violence against the Palestinians and carry on further killings and murders of the Palestinians and will be further away from peace and reconciliation between the two groups. We have to make sure that we stop this condemnation for pointing a finger to one group of people and bring both of them together to a negotiation table so that we have justice and peace in the region.
Ismail Patel, the chairman of the Friends of Al-Aqsa group, thank you very much for joining us.